Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have one more nice day, as Gordon McCross said, and then some more weather is heading our way. We have a gale watch in effect from late tomorrow night through Thursday evening. We could get gale force winds and seas 20 to 25 feet by Thursday. And today in our marine weather forecast, east winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20. And wind waves from the east 3 feet at 4 seconds apart. But we will have west swells 8 feet at 15 seconds and a chance of rain in the afternoon. So with that east winds and the west swells, you could get some higher wave action, confused seas out there because the forces are kind of going in different directions. And seas are forecast by the National Weather Service to be approaching 20 feet by even by tomorrow night. And today I want to share some information with you about ways local efforts here to and national efforts to help financially help people in the Coast Guard, because today would have been their payday, but because of the government shutdown, they're not being paid. So there are some opportunities if you want to help out. You can. So we'll talk about that in just a minute or two. But right now, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 5 inbounders, 5 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Josco Huizhou. She's arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll arrive there maybe around 10:30 p.m. You can tell when those ships are coming into anchor because they do start to slow down even before they go underneath the Astoria Megler Bridge when they're arriving from the ocean. And so they slowly, essentially, glide to a stop and drop their anchors in the off Astoria or sometimes up by a little bit opposite Tongue Point. But you rarely see ships anchoring as they come down river. So that's because of the dynamics of the river and that most of the ships that are leaving are heavily loaded when they're going. And so there's an awful lot of momentum and mass involved. And the river is also flowing downstream. So it is very hard to stop a fully loaded ship on a river where the current is carrying it with the force and speed that the Columbia River does. So you will find that unless there's some sort of an emergency or there's some kind of mechanical problem, or it's quite unusual to see a ship that's heading downriver anchor here. But the ships that are coming in quite frequently anchor, and that's what we see in the Anchorage. Those are arriving ships. They're sitting high in the water. They don't have cargo on board yet, and that's who we generally see in the Anchorage. Next inbound is the Bulk Uruguay. She's arriving from China, headed for the Anchorage off Rainier up by Longview. That's on the Oregon side of the river at Longview. She'll be passing Astoria around 4:30 p.m., and she ultimately will be picking up wheat upriver. The Star Lima is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for Longview to pick up logs. She'll get there at about 9:30 p.m. today. The Bow Resource is arriving from Mexico, headed for Vancouver. She could be picking up bentonite clay, which is a mineral used to clarify liquids. It's very, very absorbent, which is why it's sometimes used as kitty litter, which I love to say. But it's basically an industrial mineral substance that is used to absorb moisture. The Kiwi Trader is arriving from China. She's headed for Vancouver. She could be picking up copper concentrate, which is another mineral cargo there at the port of Vancouver. She'll pass Astoria probably a little bit after midnight. In the Anchorage off Astoria, we have the Lyric Harmony. She's headed for Kalama at about 9 a.m. today to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. The Jade is leaving the Astoria Anchorage around 11 o'clock tonight to go up to Portland to pick up potash at the Port of Portland. That leaves the Billy Jim awaiting orders, along with the Konya, which is a wheat ship, and the Golden Shay, another vessel that's awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage that will be heading upriver to pick up wheat eventually. And our outbounders, the African Dove, is leaving Portland with soda ash on board from the Port of Portland at about 12:30 today. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The Medi Brisbane is leaving the Port of Vancouver with wheat on board at about 1:30 today, so maybe 7:30 outbound past Astoria. The Garnet Leader is leaving Vancouver. She is a car carrier, leaving at about 2 p.m. So about 8 p.m. outbound past Astoria, you might see her. She's Subaru's on board. She is a very high-sided vessel, looks like a big barn. And that is kind of what she is, a big floating parking garage for ships with many levels inside, hydraulic decks that can be moved up and down depending on the height of the vehicles. So a very high-tech ship, these car carriers, and quite seaworthy. despite their kind of blocky-looking appearance. The Belgrano is leaving Calama about 2 p.m. outbound. She's got corn, soy, or maybe wheat on board. The ATB Sound Reliance, an articulated tug and barge rig owned by Crowley Maritime, is leaving Portland. She's got petroleum on board, refined petroleum. She's leaving about 6 p.m. Might see her running lights going by Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Atlantic Brave is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 10 o'clock tonight, so maybe 4 a.m. tomorrow, passing Astoria. And the Sea Melody 1 is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 11:30 tonight. That would put her past Astoria at about 5:30 in the morning tomorrow. Well, we've heard a lot about the government shutdown. The local effects right now that I want to talk about are the effects on Coast Guard families. Today is the day when they would have been paid. Today would be payday. It's the 15th. Coast Guard personnel, because of the shutdown, are not being paid. Now, if you were listening to the show earlier, you heard the NPR story where they were talking to someone from the Coast Guard about this. There are 42,000 active duty personnel in the Coast Guard and 8,000 civilians, all of whom, as of today, are not getting a paycheck. So opportunities. What today's show is about is opportunities to help out local Coast Guard families who are in this position, some fundraising opportunities that you can participate in, and I wanted to let you know about them. So the first one, tonight, there was a local fundraiser for Coast Guard personnel from 5 to 8 p.m. in Astoria at the Astoria Moose Lodge. That's at 420 17th Street by the Armory. Includes a turkey dinner with fixings and a drawing, a raffle, and an auction. Please bring a non-perishable food item to donate. They're charging at the door a fee. And the money goes to help Coast Guard families. For more information, you can contact the Astoria Moose Lodge, 503-325-0881. You can Google them online if you don't have time to write down this phone number. But at any rate, that's happening at 5 p.m., 5 to 8 at the Astoria Moose Lodge today. Your donation will help Coast Guard families, and you'll get a dinner, get to participate in a drawing and a raffle. This Saturday and Sunday, there will be a food pantry event in Astoria to benefit all active duty Coast Guard and their families, Coast Guard retirees and furloughed federal workers impacted by the shutdown. It's sponsored by the Boy Scouts of America Troop 211 and the Moms Club of Astoria. And that is happening at Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 3. It's a food pantry event at the Masonic Lodge in Astoria at 1572 Franklin Avenue. Bring a government ID if you're a furloughed worker or a Coast Guard personnel who are not being paid right now, and bring a grocery bag so you can restock your pantry. There's going to be food there. It's there for you to use and pick up if you are affected by the shutdown. So please come and take advantage of that. That's 11 to 3 in Astoria on Saturday and Sunday, both days at the Masonic Lodge, 1572 Franklin Avenue. And opportunities to donate if you want to send a check. Local chapter of the Chief Petty Officers Association can accept monetary donations. You can send a check to Lower Columbia River CPOA, Chief Petty Officers Association, P.O. Box 34, Warrenton, Oregon, 97146. And the VFW and American Legion posts are providing grants to Coast Guardsmen and furloughed federal workers. You can donate to them. You can also donate to the Coast Guard Mutual Assistance. You can find them online. They assist members of the Coast Guard and their families during times of financial need through interest-free loans, grants, and counseling. So there's some opportunities there for our local folks to appreciate our Coast Guard people who do so much for us all year long. Well, let them know that we care about them in this time of need. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.